Welcome back. This is a special edition of Modern Business, where our guest host, Zach Fishman, brings us millennials in franchising. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. This is Millennial Monthly on Modern Business.
Welcome back, everybody, to Modern Business Podcast. Thank you all for joining us for another awesome episode. Obviously, all of you know that my roots in modern business are primarily through, you know, a segment that is very near and dear to my heart. It is how I got my start at Modern Business, and that is, of course, Millennial Monthly. I'm really excited to bring this segment back. I do it from time to time for brands that I feel might make sense, and I think that this one certainly does for this particular segment. You know, this gentleman that I'm about to have on next has been named on pretty much every list that there is as it relates to being under 40. So I think that this is a pretty awesome episode for him to be on, and really happy to be bringing this back for you all for your auditory enjoyment, of course. Before I get in briefly, something that is topical to this segment as well is, of course, Young Conference. We are going to be having that live and in person, and we're thinking about the end of January, early February. We were going to be having it about a month from actually today, but since we just had Springboard, it would have been very, very hard to get and convince all of you to leave your families once again for an extended time frame of learning and, of course, drinking. So we are going to be moving it a couple months in the future. Stay tuned for more info on that. Ryan and I will be posting all over social when we do have that available to us. So for today's episode, I do want to bring in our next guest. As I mentioned, he is a hot commodity here in the marketing world. So really happy to have him share some gospel for a little bit. I have on JC Hype, founder and CEO of Hype Digital, with us today. JC, thanks for joining us.
What's up, Zach? I'm honored to be here. Excited to talk franchising, brother. It's been an exciting year for us. So it's good stuff.
Absolutely. So you were just telling me a little bit offline about where you guys are at. You guys have only been franchising for about 10 months, and you're off to a pretty rapid start here. So I think what I want to do, just to frame this up slightly, is just to hear a little bit about how you came up with the idea of Hype Digital and why you guys decided to franchise.
Yeah. So I exited a marketing agency. I guess this was 3 years ago I left, and we started our own new marketing agency, and we were focused on what's called white label fulfillment, right? And a lot of people don't know. You may know this happens, you may not, but if you go to a local agency in the US, chances are they're actually white labeling the actual fulfillment somewhere overseas, somewhere in the world, right? Because it's really expensive in the States, right? And so we had a white label fulfillment company. We got out to about 100 something people. We were growing like crazy. But the reality was that our agency partners weren't really growing, right? Like we were bringing on more, we're getting on more and more, 80, 90, 100 partners. But the percentage of growth for them wasn't there, right? So like maybe 20% of those agencies would really grow, 40% would stay stagnant, and then another 40% would like, you know, dip off, right? And we kept looking like, man, we're providing a really good service. They have great product. They have great fulfillment. Why can't they grow, right? And so someone introduced me to this idea of franchising. And of course, first thought was like McDonald's, Burger King, like, there's no way. And as we started digging into it more and more, we're like, man, this is actually what agencies are missing. You see, like in the agency world, and I'll speak specifically to it, but it probably correlates to most industries, right? Like you have kind of, in the agency world, we have like four pillars, I think, of scalability. So you have one, you have product, like what service are you selling? It's got to be quality. It's got to be good if you want to grow. Number two, you have to have good systems and operations, right? So like what's one thing to sell 20 clients? How are you selling to 100 clients and keeping up with it, your systems and operations? Three, you have to have a sales cycle. And then four is this category of like what I call like business intelligence, just like knowing what to do, what to sell, what route to go, what offers to make, you know, so on and so forth. And what we were doing in our fulfillment company is we were just doing the fulfillment. We were just doing one leg of that. In fact, in the agency world, people typically go to different coaches or different resources to learn how to do these different things, right? So like if you're in a roofer, I don't know, you go to Andy Frisella to learn how to sell. And then you go to Rideout to learn what lumber you should be using. And then you go to this place. And they like they all kind of go together, but they don't really create momentum, like a cohesiveness, right? And so in the franchise model, I got really excited because I was like, man, if we could get their sales process, which we had no control over, we were just their product. If we could get their sales process to match the fulfillment, and then we get their systems to match the sales, which match the fulfillment, and then we get the education, the knowledge, like that, like cohesively, like circles, is like, man, what does this look like? And holy cow. So just give me an idea, like holistically. So we were doing the fulfillment for about 100 agencies from December when we legalized as a franchise. Since December, we purged all but 15 of those partners. So we lost 95 agencies we worked with, 85 in total. We brought on 15 franchises. So we lost 85 agencies that are in a white label format. We brought on 15. And since then, we have quadrupled our revenue. And those agencies are growing. It's family, you know? And so like, it's insane how well, and of course we play both sides of the fence, right? Like not only are we a franchise and growing franchise, we also serve franchises as well, right? So we kind of play on both sides of the fence of like, how do we really grow sustainable businesses? And it's been a really enjoyable ride so far. Yeah. But I have no idea what I'm doing, man. The franchise world is like so different. And like, I'll be honest with you. I posted something on Facebook yesterday. And I don't know if you know a guy named Eric Van Horn. He sent me a picture of it. He's like, JC, you can't say that online. And I was like, oh, my bad, bro. Let me take that down. And, you know, so I'm learning new stuff about this franchise world every day, which is exciting. It's fun.
Eric Van Horn, shout out on the podcast, a friend of the podcast, also has a really another awesome one called Franchise Secrets for those who have never heard of that. Eric and I just spent a good amount of time together in Philadelphia this past week. So Eric, always helping people out when they need it. So that's great to hear. And, you know, I love the idea behind what you guys are doing too. And I think that, you know, I think that it's really truly in the millennial spirit to take something that isn't really running fast enough or well-oiled enough and just kind of doing it on your own instead. And I think that that's kind of the entrepreneurial spirit that our generation certainly has, you know, and I'm curious to hear, JC, just from you, you know, when you're looking for a franchisee, are you guys looking for folks who are kind of a young entrepreneur like you that are hungry, that want to be a salesperson, that want to get out there and kind of, you know, rock the digital marketing world, you know, and if you are, how are you finding these people?
Yeah. You know, these millennials are so different, right? Like, so I think there's two interesting things about our franchise. And yes, they're all young. I mean, like most are under 30. We've got one guy, the grandpa of the group, who's actually like just crushing it, but he's in his upper 50s, I think, maybe mid 50s. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't hear this and I get it wrong, but like, I think 50% of our franchises are in their 20s right now. And there's two things that's interesting about this group, right? Number one, balance. Like they are very interested in work-life balance, right? They are not looking for 80 hours a week, 70 hours a week. They're looking for, man, I want to spend more time with my kids. I want to open up doors. I want to look at like, how can I travel more? I want to look at like, you know, all of these different things, right? So like balance is huge for them. And the other thing is relationships. Like at least what I have found, the key to our success and how we've grown so quick is like we really form deep relationships with our franchisees. And like we talk to them for most of our franchises, we're talking to 3 or 4 months, and they're talking to every one of our other franchisees. They're talking to half of our leadership before they come on. Like how do we build a relationship with these guys before they come on? Which is interesting because I think a lot of franchises, it's more about the tactical. It's more, okay, get them out. Like you're not their business. They're not your business. There's not really like a true relationship there. But I think those are the two things that's really helped us attack this millennial generation. And they've been fun to work with, man. They're hyped up. It's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. And I think that most people in the franchise space really have a hard time cracking, you know, that particular code. And it seems like you guys have done that from a very early point in your franchise journey, which I think is exciting. You know, I mean, I think that most brands just don't have that privilege. And, you know, I think that on the flip side, some brands have kind of figured out how they're doing that from a consumer perspective. Tell me a bit about who, you know, your ideal customer is when these people are going out into the field and they're trying to find customers to bring to their particular territory, so to speak, or their particular, or really just to them generally. You know, who are they looking for and how are they finding them? You know, how is that all happening?
So you're speaking for me going after new franchisees, or are you talking about our franchisees going after clients?
Franchisees going after clients.
Yeah. So it's actually the same for both, ironically, right? So like we've done, we are big into like branding ourselves, right? And so, and obviously you guys know a lot about the branding side, but like who we partnership, who we associate ourselves with, right? Like, so I was in a conversation just the other day and we documented all with Magic Johnson. We're partners with Dave Ramsey. We do all of these different types of things to try to elevate us to get to like this next level, right? And then the strategy through this is all about building communities. It's all about building communities. I can run $30,000 on Facebook ads to get clients, and it doesn't do half as well if a franchise does daily posting on Facebook. Like literally, like if they'll go out and let's say a franchise is really focused on the roofing niche or the, you know, health niche or whatever the case may be. If they'll go out and build a community around that niche and just serve them, right? Like give them free stuff, give them free, like, hey, we're going to go live today and talk about finances. We're going to go live today and talk about whatever the case may be. But you just become a resource to them. Eventually they'll be like, man, holy crap, this Zach guy, dude, he knows a lot about PR. Zach, what do you do exactly? Man, okay. And then now they drive in that conversation and you've done two things there. Like not only is it easier to acquire, cheaper to acquire, you actually get longer lasting relationships, right? Like, so now your LTV of these clients goes from like 3, 6, 7 months to 2 years because they came to you, right? They already had that trust. And so for our end, we are really big. Like, how do I get each one of my franchisees to get involved in their community and then build an online community for themselves, right? Either around their niche or their subject matter or whatever the case may be, right? Now, of course, we're in the service business. So all of our franchisees are selling a service. So it's a little different if you're in a roofing niche or something like this, right? But for us, and it's the same thing by the way, we haven't spent a single dollar yet. We actually just started running Facebook ads towards our franchise, but it's actually not to sell franchises. It's actually to sell our downsell from franchises, which is my inner circle. But we've yet to ever spend a penny to acquire a franchise. And we sold 15 in our first 10 months of legalization. But it's through our community. We have a community of digital marketers that are about 6,000 people that we've been talking to for years, you know, like we've been talking to for months, and you give them material, you give them all this type of stuff. And that's where like this new generation is all about, right? Like community, community, community. Very different.
Yeah. I think it is very different. I mean, kind of the point that I always make on this podcast, and I think people may be sick of hearing it, but I think it is just so true because you hear it in so many different facets and so many different forms between the different types of brands and franchising is that people just like the idea of being part of big something bigger than themselves. And I think that it kind of goes to show franchising is like that in a microcosm. I think that, you know, there's a really great group that, you know, that Eric Van Horn actually has that really allows people to kind of interact and ask questions to each other about how to, you know, best move forward on certain situations. And it's all online. And it's something that has really helped a lot of people. And this conference that we just had, there was a ton of people from that group. Eric just posted about it and a ton of people just showed up that we had never met in our lives. And I think that that's just like a cool thing about franchising and how it works. And it's obviously pretty cheap for you guys to be able to do that from a franchise development standpoint too, to not have to pay too much cash. So very interesting to hear in that perspective. Now, you know, as it relates to technology as a whole, you know, as you guys kind of evolve into the future, you know, I'm curious to hear from your perspective, you know, from a reputation perspective and from using social media and things like that are clearly so important to your brand. You know, as the brand evolves, you know, is there ways that the franchisees have access to kind of instill that reputation? Right. Because they are obviously, you guys have salespeople all over the place is really what it is. It's kind of the model behind it. What are you guys doing to kind of uphold that sterling reputation that Hyatt has gained in the digital marketing space? Is there any tools you guys use or anything of that nature that is really helping to keep that intact?
So I think this starts, you know, with the recruiting process, right? Like, so hi, you know, we were 140, 130 employees before we ever launched the franchise model, right? And so when we prided ourselves on really perfecting the recruiting process and how do we get our brand out there to attract the best talent possible. And I see the franchising is no different. In fact, our head of what you would call franchise development, we call head of franchise recruitment, right? Because it's just that. You know, we're trying to set up, like, I got to meet Truett Cathy many years ago and talked a lot about their model with him. And I love the idea of, like, how do we create something? Like, right now, we're only bringing on 4 franchises every quarter. Like, that's our limit. And we're trying to build a waiting line for that so that every quarter we're basically picking, like, okay, we got 100 people interested. We're going to make offers to the top 4, right? The top 3. And I think honing into, like, who we are as people and, like, getting aligned on values, like, for us, right? Like, for me, I'm really big into faith. I'm really big into family. And I don't care. Like, I love business. I love making money. And this may, like, maybe a potential franchise is like, nope, we're not partnering with this guy. But, like, I don't care about the money. Like, I love my commitment. I'm wearing a shirt right here. You can't read it if you're listening. It says committed. Like, my commitment is to create jobs, stable jobs that empower people. And I think franchise can do that. And so finding people to align in values, right? So, like, when you get married to your wife, right? Like, you're not out there going, like, okay, all these situations, whatever is going to happen in the world, what would you react to? How would you do? What would you do if this happened? What would you do if, no, you make sure that the values are aligned. And if the values are aligned, like, really aligned, then you predict that whatever comes up, maybe it's COVID, maybe it's whatever comes up, chances are we're going to handle it fairly similar, right? And so for us, it's been really about trying to find franchisees that share, like, values, like real values, right? Like, family is a very core deal, right? And so I was on a franchise yesterday and, you know, he made the comment and awesome. Hopefully you won't by chance hear this. And his agency, we do a lot of transfers or mergers, you know, where an agency already exists and coming in. And the first thing he said was like, oh man, my niche is the beauty niche. Why? Because I love looking at those brides with big da, 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 da. And I was just like, not a good fit for us, you know, like, just immediately, right? Like, no hard feelings, no big deal, but how do we get those values? Now you start getting into, okay, how we make decisions in the agency, how we push forward. Man, when you get the values aligned, bro, like, it's so much easier, right? And it's hard, especially in the beginning. It's hard because you're like, man, I got to make a sale. I got to have a franchise. So this guy's a 6. I really need an 8, but man, I need the money more, right? And that's really tough. So I think building that community where you have enough people to choose from for your right franchises is, like, really key, really key.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. I can't echo that. I can't echo that more. I mean, that's a funny story. Not ideal to be running into people like that. So that definitely makes sense. But having that community to draw from, and it seems like you guys certainly have that, of people that are like-minded, I think is, you know, a luxury that not everybody has, which I think is definitely a nice thing. But as you guys really expand a little bit further and you kind of get from 15 to 50 to 100 and wherever else you guys are looking to go, you know, why is now the right time to get into something like Hype Digital? I mean, I think it's something that nobody else is really doing in the franchise space, and some have tried in the past, but it really hasn't worked. And it seems like you guys certainly have something that others may not. You know, why is now the right time to maybe quit your job and become a Hype Digital franchisee?
Yeah, man, I think, we've got something special going on here. And I think it has to do with our commitment. When you tell you, like, we take every franchisee through this training that we call Unbreakable. It's the first thing we do with them. In fact, every employee is, and it's all about creating commitment. So, like, just fun story for anyone who's out there, right? Goals are stuff that you can hit, not hit, doesn't really matter, whatever, right? Every quarter we have new goals, but commitments is like, dude, I got to do this. Like, I'm going to fight to make this happen. So, like, an example would be like, Zach, if you had an offer to go work for McDonald's tomorrow, would you take it? No, not at all. Right. But if I switched that question and I said, like, Zach, your kid's hungry, now would you go work at McDonald's? Like, without a doubt, like, your commitment to your child outweighs any pride, guilt, like anything at all. Like, at height, like, our commitment is to create stability, right? And, like, that commitment, like, we are willing and we bring on people very, very committed to stability, committed to faith, committed to family. And through that, it's been an interesting, interesting journey, right? And so for me, that call to action, I definitely would be like, if you're out there looking, especially if you're looking for a marketing agency or looking how to scale your marketing agency, how to like go to the next level, how to like get past the $50,000 a month and get to the $100,000, man, we're making waves. And then of course, in the franchise model as a whole, dude, I mean, there's so many reasons to go into franchising, from the stability to the exit, to the multiples, to the, dude, man, what happens if you die today? And you know, like in the agency world, man, there's so many agencies out there that the owners are making 10-15,000 bucks a month, doing great. But if they died, it would be done and be over, because it's just them. There's no like stable machine behind it, right? And so many reasons, many reasons why you might want to consider a marketing franchise. So, and I think we're the only one out there doing digital, but I could be wrong.
To my knowledge, I believe that you guys are. So I think that alone is a differentiator, because you're standing alone in the wind right now as it relates to who else is doing it and who else is doing it well, which I think is definitely encouraging. You know, and I think that, you know, JC, I do want to ask you one big thing, because I know that you are a man that has a lot of goals and a lot of plans. And so I wanted to leave ample time for us to kind of go through that a little bit. You know, what are some of the big things that you have planned for the rest of this year and for the beginning of next year? I know that, you know, this was an interesting year to start a franchise, but I think that you guys have so many big things planned for the year following. So tell me a bit about some of those things that you have on the horizon for us.
Yeah, bro. So by the end of next year, by the end of this year, we'll be at 18 franchises in total. We'll fill out 19 franchises in total. We'll fill out four more slots. By the end of next year, I think we can be right at, 30 franchises in total. With that 30 franchises, though, what ends up happening is we end up creating about 250 jobs. So my goal at Height right now, my commitment to my wife, when we exited our last company, we're like, what do we want to do? We want to create jobs. It was 1,000. We felt like we want to create 1,000 jobs. And just so you know, I'm calling right now. I'm at our offices in Central America. We're very dedicated to Nicaragua and to the people down here. Where it's a very unstable country. It's a very unstable place to live. And so we build our franchises in the US, in Europe, and in LATAM, but we have all of our fulfillment down here, right? And so so what's our goals for the next year? I think we can get to right at about 350 employees at Height. I think we can make the Inc. 5000 list on the top 500, give or take. And I think we can do that with a lot of happiness and with a lot of joy, you know, among our team members. So if we can do that, bro, I'm happy as a June bug. We just keep on rolling. So the day it becomes unfun, we slow down. We stop selling franchises. We back up a little bit. And I don't know. We do something different. So,
well, I love that. I think that you guys certainly have, there is a community aspect to what you guys do. And there is an honorable side of it, in the sense that you really are trying to create jobs. And it's the core reason that you're doing this, right? I think that most people, you know, are in it for, you know, a lot of people say that they're in it for both, but I think that, you know, money is the overall driver, and everybody likes making it, you know, but I think that you guys are committing yourselves by being down in Nicaragua and all of the things that are required. And, you know, so many of the people on your team seem like they're so happy to be there. And I think in all the ones that I've interacted with thus far, and, you know, I'm very happy to be able to have you on just to kind of give a snapshot of where you guys are now. And I think that we need to do a revisit, you know, a year from now, just to kind of see where you progress, because I think that it's going to be very different as you guys begin to become more immersed into the franchise model as time goes on. JC, where can people go to learn a little bit more about Height Digital if they're interested in becoming a franchisee?
Yeah, I would go to franchise.highdigital.com, franchise.highdigital.com. And you can see, we got testimonials on there. We got links. We're very open. We actually have, you can literally contact any or all of our franchisees. We're a very open organization. And feel free to fill out a form and chat with someone, man, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I think that I definitely love what you guys are doing, and I'm looking forward to really seeing where it goes. And we obviously appreciate you coming on to Modern Business for Millennial Monthly, and looking forward to revisiting and seeing you in many top 40 under 40 lists very, very soon as well.
There you go, brother. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Cheers, everybody. Thanks again for listening. If you'd like to listen to more episodes like this, please go to Modern Business, MODRN Business, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Cheers, everybody, and have a great rest of your day.